This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, Woody, thank you, man, and happy Monday morning to everybody out there. I had the big F1, the race all weekend, and got through the rain and everything else. Big crowds, so congratulations over there. A nice event. Matter of fact, I think they signed like a long-term contract till 2041 or something.
Yeah, you're right.
F1's
going to
be
go
there.
To the 2041 edition of the Miami Grand Prix?
Woody, I hope to be alive in 2041. Let's be real honest.
Me too,
about it.
Man. Me
no,
too.
No, you're good, Woody.
That's a long time.
You know. We start talking about...
You never know.
You don't understand, man. At this age, and for all my brothers and sisters out there, you start getting to this age, and you're like... You have a right to be a little frustrated when your teams aren't winning. Let's just say that. Like, hey, sure like see something good happen before I friggin' die.
Yeah, you just need to do like what Belichick's doing and buy yourself a few years at the end.
Boy,
she's got to be keeping him good, right?
Hey, going. People... It's funny you brought that up, and I saw Tom Brady was at the race, and what a cool picture, right, with Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady.
Yeah, so
spent a little time together.
Sneak into one of those.
But I was just thinking, because Tom's really the only one that seems to be staying away from this at this point, not making a comment. All the stuff that's coming out about her forcing her way into interviews, so now everything's leaking. Now we're doing a little dogpiling on her, which – I don't know if anything else.
She deserves every
Woody,
bit of it.
How much? All right, we've already made her out to be a friggin' gold digger and a monster. What'd you expect?
Kind of seems to
what
be.
What do you think? She's super attracted to Bill?
I don't know. You've been trying to sell me on that.
I said she's super attracted to him.
I told you from day one I think she's waiting for him to die, but.
I don't know about die.
Well, clearly she's manipulated him enough where he's willing to spend money on her. Because now she's a real estate tycoon who owns $8 million worth of real estate.
She did date a guy in her 60s before. So she likes older men, which is common down here.
Or she likes
it's common down
do
here
for her. But there's no way that young girl likes going to bed with that guy. I don't care what you say. There's just no way.
Woody, that's not like you to
I know,
go
but
there.
I'm just being honest. Like,
jeez, Woody.
There's just no way.
Is it really so you run out of stuff to rip her about her real estate that she all of a sudden got $8 million of real estate and she's got this and she's got full control of North Carolina sports program?
I think that gets her
and
going.
She's the new AD and
I don't think Bill Belichick
Bill
is
doesn't
overweight
get up.
75-year-old ass getting into bed with her. I don't think that gets her riled up. I think it's the other stuff, but
and you know what's
that's
crazy?
Just me.
Peter King came out of retirement. Peter King, nobody's heard from Peter. When Peter came on and said, hey, I'm retiring, and I love Peter and always been close to Peter King, and he goes, hey, man, it's time. I've done it, and I was like, wow. Boy, that one really, that hit home a little bit, Peter saying I'm done. Peter comes out of nowhere and goes, I can't stand him. She's stupid. He just rips the book, the way he's handled everything. What are you doing?
That retirement thing is hard, man, for a lot of people, it seems like.
It is hard.
It's tough.
I think it's really,
That's not an easy one.
Better have a game plan when you're done. That's what everybody tells me.
Well, what is, you play golf?
No,
like you have to play golf
every
day?
Why
we're
not going
like,
through mine? I'm not.
No, no, I'm not talking about you specifically. I know you don't play golf.
No, but I have people ask me, like, well, if you stop, what are you going to do? You don't have any hobbies. You don't do anything in the ocean. Oh, no.
You don't like
You don't
ocean.
Golf? No. What do? Are you a business guy? No, I'm horrible at business.
I think a lot of people struggle with it. I think you would be a disaster. I mean, you would be
Woody.
A special case.
I don't want to get into that today, man.
You would play tennis for 1 hour, you'd probably go walk, and then you'd have to find somebody to talk sports with.
So I've recently had four or five men that I've been affiliated with, and I've asked them, guys, that Harry's one of them, our friend Harry, said, Harry, how you doing in retirement? Great. Every time he sends me a picture, he's on a cruise. I go, okay, I think I could do cruises, but I can't do a lot of them. Then I got a good friend that used to be at Baptist Health. Love the guy. How you doing? Great. Oh, my God, I'm having a blast. We're having a blast. Run around. We got grandkids. I don't know if the grandkids enough for me to retire. I'm just being honest. I love my grandkids. I love all four of my grandkids. Probably not the greatest grandfather, but I love my grandkids. I talk about my grandkids like they're with me every day. I do. I love them. I want their little personalities and stuff.
Whew. And I know you're a good grandpa. I've
no,
seen
no,
you
no,
around.
Woody,
you do a good
Woody,
job,
Woody.
Man.
I know some. No, no, Woody. But
I know what you're saying. There's just not enough to keep you occupied.
I can't say I got grandkids, and that's going to take care of all the things you're doing, and then you go cold turkey on work. Like, hey. You know what? I'm good. I got my grandkids, and then they're going, you know, hey, Gramps, we got our own friends, man. Can you get lost for a while, but pick us up?
I know I've told you this. I know you don't like to hear this, but, like, you are the voice of the Dolphin fan. Like, people want to hear from you on Monday mornings after the team lays an egg every Sunday, you know?
Why do you got it? Why?
Because
why?
It's important.
Well, I know, but why did
they?
Why
being,
do you go
I'm
lay
being
an
honest
egg?
With
about
you.
Wins?
Who else is going to do that? Who
a
else?
Lot of guys.
Who else are people going to tune into on Monday mornings to hear
next,
about the Dolphins?
The next guy that comes in here will have plenty of material. This.
What if it's me? No one likes me. So yeah, it's tough, man.
Hey, some of those guys, matter of fact, were out at the race this weekend, and
Dolphin players.
And I was just thinking,
you see Tua? Was he out there?
I didn't see him, but no. I saw him in a race car. I saw a video of him in one of the cars going around the track.
You guys would have been chopping it up anyway, right?
No. No, probably wouldn't have. not sure he knows who I am.
Hey, at least Tyreek laid low.
That's a good.
We didn't hear from him this weekend.
No, that's a good start.
That's another weekend in the.
Told you.
In the books. Here we go.
Told you he can do it.
Wow. No. Give it a little.
Bo's
time,
not sure either. I go, Bo, come on, man. Like, if you don't get
Bo's a
wake up
man.
Call now, like. You're at the end of
what
your
what do you
career.
Mean wake-up call now? Like the other 50 incidents weren't wake-up calls? By the way, if anything, he knows the Dolphins probably won't do anything to him.
Jeez. You're killing me today, man. Just.
Sorry.
He's not going anywhere. Stay quiet. Play well. Stay quiet. Play well. Have a big personality on the football field and at practice. That's fine. Don't have a big personality outside, though.
Quiet and play well. All right.
You disagree?
Yeah. No. I agree. I just think the way you say it makes it sound like it's just for most people. Yeah, I get you. It's easy. Most people can lay low. I don't think that's his deal.
You don't think at some point something kicks
no,
in?
No, I don't. I think that point. Hey, man, you know what people said that with Antonio Brown?
Oh, my God.
And I'm not trying to compare the two.
I know, but that's – hey, it's so
bad. I remember when he signed with – it was Tampa, right? It was Tampa and Brady. And this was the second – wasn't this the second time Brady went to bat for him?
Yeah.
He was on New England, right?
He ripped –
was it New England?
If I'm Tom Brady –
was that Josh Gordon? I don't know. I'm all confused with my receivers.
It was
Antonio Brown?
Yes.
So he goes – Brady goes to bat for him a second time, right?
Right.
And they go, this has got to be. The wake-up call. He's got to fall in line with Brady
right.
for a second time. And it was worse.
Then he goes for him to bat at Tampa Bay. And
He runs off the
field and not mad about getting the ball thrown to him or something, and rips his shirt off and is gone. Hey, did you see the latest? I mean, one thing, and nobody wants to talk it because of mental health. I get it. I saw Deion say, "I'm praying for you." He just rips Deion's kids about how bad they are. He rips both of them, and Deion responds. I don't know if you had a chance to see it. Deion says, "Hey, I hear you, and I'm praying for you." That's all I can say. He didn't even get into it, and Antonio Brown's got video of his kid trying to cover him.
So I think Antonio Brown is vicious. I really do.
You
but
think?
But I do feel somewhat.
Well, I think everybody
bad
does.
For him, because I think Tom Brady something very, very wrong.
Tom Brady didn't say anything, and he's got, you know, Tom Brady's going through the friggin' divorce, and he's with his putting stuff out like he's with his wife. And
well, Tom Brady's life is going very well.
Tom, that big smile Tom has in the picture I saw.
It's not perfect, but
said I'm doing just fine.
I'm
doing just fine.
Is he still with that model?
I don't know. I didn't ask him.
Maybe next time you should, when you're hanging out back there with all those VIPs.
I wasn't back there for that. I wasn't there Sunday.
You're not in the Brady area?
No. That's a blocked area. Mm. There's blocked areas. and you know, yeah. No. Hey, we got more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue.
A lot of people weighing in here, Joe. This guy says you shouldn't retire. You're a legend. Think about it. You got nothing else to do. It's true.
Well,
you got nothing else.
My wife's not helping the situation.
Because she doesn't like being around you?
No.
Yeah.
Is that possible? Anybody out there, like,
I'm in that club.
You work all the time, so you're doing the schedule, so it works, and then all of a sudden you're together. And now you're together, and you're going, holy crap, you don't have anything else going on. So now her schedule that's been, she's doing stuff all the time, and I'm going, hey, what are you doing, or something? And she's like, oh, no, this ain't going to work.
I'm in that club, especially if my wife's working from home and I'm home, and I try talking to her, and she's just, no.
Not having it?
No.
Hey, my wife's already complaining I talk too much.
Wow.
Like, hey, do you mind if I have a cup of coffee and watch my
I'm surprised
normal
to hear that,
news
really.
In the morning? And like, you got to go run around in the backyard with your clothes off or something. You're driving this nuts. All right, man, we got more stuff to get to here this morning. Enough of that, man. Enough of that stuff, because we got a big old game one tonight. Panthers at the Maple Leafs. Let's just take care of it right away. Let's get that road win. Let's just do it. You always, you know, you go on the road, you got to get one. We saw the Pacers get one from Cleveland. So much for that great record. That thing is going to be a dogfight, especially if Indy shoots the way they did in that game. Hey, hurricane season is coming soon. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. Been saying this for a long, long time, Chev and that gang over there. Boy, I'll tell you what, the windows, the doors, and the roof, all part of the company that just, they've got this thing down, man. It is really good. And a lot of people are going, well, I'm going to try to wait one more year on the roof, patch it up, and let's see if we can't get through one more year without the big storm. Well, listen, man, why would you go with that old leaky roof? Replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews for you to see. Say big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. What are you waiting for? Call them, meet with their professionals, and see what they can do for you. Whether it's the roof or just getting high-quality Impact windows and doors, they do it all. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com, or call 954-500-LOCK. Meet with their professionals. They cover all of South Florida, and see what they can do for you. Once they get this started, have your appointment, get started, and let them get you real great shape for hurricane season.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for your weather, brought to you by the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. Looking like thunderstorms are possible after around 2 o'clock today, Joe.
Two's good.
Yeah.
Two works. 11 does not work. We say good morning to everybody out there. I got to tell you, man, nothing worse. Nothing worse. I didn't see it late last night. Then a guy that is supposed to be on your team leaves, goes somewhere else, and is flying through the playoffs, and he's the reason. This thing just really bothers me. Jimmy Butler last night, 20 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. They're 28-11 since he joined them. They get another win last night to win a Game 7 in Houston. They're moving on now. We'll play Minnesota, where they'll have a chance to win that series too. Go Minnesota. But boy, I'll tell you what, these are stingers. And when any of, and I know in the baseball thing it was always financial, so I don't even count that. I don't count getting rid of a Miguel Cabrera, one of the greatest hitters of all time, and in the prime of his career, and friggin' knew how good he was gonna be, the numbers he put up here. And you're going like, we can't afford him. But in a sport like basketball or football, those stink. Just
now, I'm not trying to pile on the Dolphins, but this is usually a Dolphin conversation that we have, right? Well, that we don't pay our guys.
Yeah,
or, you know, the Van Ginkle of the world. Or,
yeah, the Van Ginkle one would probably be the biggest if we're
most recent
playing the least, playing right? The results. Nobody thought he'd be third in voting for Defensive Player of the Year. No.
Lack of vision. I mean,
with our former head coach as his defensive coordinator. Yeah. He goes, hey, man, I thought you were a pretty damn good one, and you played for me.
That one stings a little.
So the biggest issue for everybody always brings up, and there's two players in recent years that everybody brings up, Rob Hunt and Christian Wilkins. And the deal, I've been told all kinds of things on this, and I don't know what to believe because I don't always think the people over there that stuff leaks back to me is always accurate, to be fair. But we should have got to them. If you wanted those guys, there should have tried to get to them earlier, because by the end, and it's obvious to me, we don't want to pay a defensive tackle or an offensive guard $100 million, close to $100 million contracts. Those aren't positions that we're going to pay that kind of money. Now, we will pay big bucks to wide receivers. We'll pay big bucks to cover corners. And the quarterback, obviously, if you think you got the right guy, you pay there. But there are a lot of positions that we just don't have. That's not high on the list. So we take credit for them, like, hey, those are Chris Greer. You know, that's a Chris Greer pick, and those are Chris Greer picks. But he didn't keep them. And I know that also frustrates other people that, well, you do hit on some guys that are some of your best players, and you don't keep them. But whatever it is, man, it's we've got still have a lot of work to do. The secondary is and I know I'm just dying to see how they're going to do it, but looks like we're going to wait and try to get Jalen Ramsey, save as much money as we can against the cap for next year. I'm guessing there may already be a deal worked out. I don't know for when they do it, but Jalen Ramsey can't stay here. That's a full-blown divorce that's not fixable. And I don't think either side wants him. They don't want him, and he doesn't want to be here. But the bigger issue is, okay, that's great, but where do we go from here? What are we going to do? We don't have enough. Are you going to play a bunch of guys with no experience who haven't had a lot of success that aren't consistent enough yet? You can't put them all out there next to each other, and Cater's your number one guy, and then after Cater, there's a drop-off. There's no way. And some of these guys might end up being real good. Maybe Cam Smith figures it out in year three. Storm Duck has been good and up and down. For a rookie free agent, he played really well. He had to play a lot last year. You got a draft pick in the fifth round. That's you're playing with fire. You got to go out. And there's other guys out there. There's veterans that I'm guessing we're going to pick up that have – there's two groups left. Groups of I was injured most of last year or I'm getting up there in age and not as good as I used to be but still good enough to play and help you out. I'm still better than what you have if you think I can stay healthy for most of the season. And you hope he's not coming in on the 401k program to get one more retirement fund from you. Whatever the money is, $2, $3, $4 million, whatever you're going to pay for the guys left at that position. But they're not as good as they used to be. Or they got injury problems. That's what you're looking at. Unless you think you can just go down to the park here, catch somebody working out and think, oh, I like your back pedal. Look like you still run pretty well. How'd you like to sign with the Dolphins? I don't think they want to do that. I'm guessing that's not on the list. So there's still some work to do, man. I don't think we have enough depth on the O-line. By the way, surprisingly, I'm good with what they're doing on the defensive line. I'm okay. Austin Clark, really good D-line coach. Loved the two guys he got. Kenneth Grant, Jordan Phillips. He hadn't been that excited since he got married and had kids. That's how excited Austin Clark was when he found out he was getting Kenneth Grant. That's the guy he wanted. And Jordan Phillips, they were able to get in the fifth round. And I'm guessing they're going, hey, man, along with Zach Sealer and whatever else we keep from that veteran group, get those guys ready to go, man. We're going to need to play some young guys. Can't just play the first and second picks. We need a couple more guys to get there and get some playing time right away. So it is it's a thin group at certain positions. You're starting five offensive line. If everybody's able to come back, it's good. It's real good. I like it. I do. Two big guards, man. I like it. But if we get hit with the injury or not ready to go at camp time, I get a little concerned. I'm not sold on 6. I'm not sold on 7. I'm not sold on 8. Now, you may be, and maybe the team is. I haven't seen enough. And there's too much. I haven't seen enough to trust guys. That's a problem. I have not seen enough, or you haven't seen enough, to just all of a sudden, now he's before he got injured last year, we thought he was on his way to being a good backup. That's... Throw him into a game. That's and you know, those guys get a lot of preseason time. But that preseason time to that regular season time, it's a big jump. Big jump in play. So yeah, there's some work left, and hopefully we can get some answers. And but the one thing you have to do, the Jalen Ramsey thing's gotta get closure to that one. That's a big piece. I don't know. Now I've heard three different locations, Baltimore. What have we heard? L.A. Rams. And I keep hearing the Eagles, which makes no sense to me considering Jalen wasn't a big Vic fan, and I'm guessing Vic wasn't a big Jalen fan except for he was a good player. So that one would surprise me a little bit unless the organization stepped in and said, Vic, suck it up. He's better than what we have. But they won with two rookies in that secondary last year. And I know they got rid of a lot of guys in that secondary. They lost a lot of guys on that defense and said, Vic, You got to make it work. Paying you a lot of money. Make it work, Vic. All right, we got to go to break here. We do have a lot of stuff going on here this morning, and big games tonight, and the best show in baseball in town Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, and Hernandez. No better 1-2-3-4 lineup, and you don't get a break there. You don't get a break. By the way, the only break, Braves get a win last night from the Dodgers, and they might be a little bit tired getting here early in the morning to get set for this first game tonight. All right, we got to go to break for real this time, but I do want to tell you before we go to break about Beverly's Jewelers, my jeweler, an incredible offer going on right now. Mother's Day, by the way, is just a few days away. Mother's Day's coming up this weekend, and whether it's you're doing something for your mother, doing something for your wife, for the kids, on behalf of the kids, you got to cover all that. Beverly's Jewelers says if you need some jewelry for birthday, anniversary, or Mother's Day, we got something for everybody. They always do a great job of having special pieces that they make. But I do want to tell you about something that's really special, especially if you're thinking about getting engaged, you and you are on a tight, tight budget, you're going to be blown away with how nice this is. And spread the word to your friends if they're going through it. Like, damn, man, I like to get this ring. I love her. I do want to do it now. She's, like, putting pressure. I got to do something. I got it for you. Here, this is the one. 3-carat. Certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color, set in a custom-made 14-karat diamond ring for just $3,999. Think about that one. That thing is gorgeous. 3 carats. Beautiful. Wait till you see it. They got it live and ready to go for you down there. Got great stuff. Hurry. This deal's only for a limited time. By the way, gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Man, I trust Beverly's for 30-plus years on my way in there again to take care of Mrs. Rose, who puts up with a lot of crap from me, boy. In Fort Lauderdale, off Commercial Boulevard, or online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers really is where South Florida gets engaged and goes for Mother's Day.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
Discussing those expensive F1 hats, yeah.
I didn't know how expensive stuff
$115
was.
Bucks. I kid wanted one of those McLaren hats.
Well, I hope you spoiled your son.
I did not. I gotta draw a line somewhere, man. Right? That's an expensive hat. They do sell them online for like a fraction of that price.
Hey, before you get going,
yeah,
I saw that nice boat that went down in the water, a little yacht or a little fancy boat, bunch of people on there.
There's a lot of questions around who owns that boat at the moment.
It looked like a good-looking boat. There were a lot of good-looking boat people on there.
It was a model boat, an influencer boat.
So what's the word on whose boat it was?
It's unknown at the moment.
We call it a boat or a yacht or...
I'm not part of that community. I don't know.
I don't know what they call it
either. Yeah, I'm not part of the boating and yachting community, but... there was something that came out that said it might be John Ruiz's. He came out and said it's not.
What happened to that
guy? To be determined.
Is he still... I haven't heard his name forever.
Is he still
out there? Is he and the kids still on social media fighting with people? Or they can't be still donating money to the helping the kids.
That one I don't know.
Yeah, all right. I'm sorry. I'm asking you stuff that only Joe knows for sure. Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't know who's giving
money.
Go ahead. Who's not giving this moment. I do know that the Kentucky Derby set all sorts of records yesterday, Joe. Ratings, betting, all kinds of stuff here.
It's a fun watch, man.
I love the Kentucky Derby. I really do.
It is. We're at the restaurant, man, sitting there waiting for that race to start.
Yep. The only way you make that thing better is if the jockeys could whip each other as they're going down the stretch. I think that would make for incredible television. But anyway... We had, listen to this number here, Joe, 21.8 million viewers slightly after 7 o'clock Eastern. That is basically when the race started there.
It was at 6:58 or something?
Something like that. So 21.8 is where this thing peaked.
Wow.
That's like an NFL number. That's a big, big number there. Sovereignty won the race. The favorite journalism did not. I actually, so the horse I bet on, I took number one, horse number one. I forget his name, but it was Bobby Baffert's horse. And I figure if anyone's got their horses juiced, it's that guy. So I usually roll with him.
You don't let anything go, man.
No, so I usually roll with him.
You are the worst at letting stuff go.
His horse,
bad sometimes.
His horse, he led like half of the race. Didn't have enough juice to finish the rest of the way.
Yeah, that always
though.
Happens where these guys get
he
out there.
He did not go wire to wire, unfortunately.
Get gassed and the big boys come up late. Down the stretch, there you go.
They were interviewing that guy before, and I watched that interview. This is my guy here.
Tell what, nasty-ass day.
Oh, my God. It really you was.
There's two sports that aren't affected by that bad weather. It's football and a friggin' horse race.
Apparently. So there were 147,406 in attendance at Churchill Downs. That is down almost 6%. Wow. Yeah, it was almost 157,000 last year, which was the largest since 2018, it says.
Would you put that on the bucket list, Woody?
I would love to go to that. I think it'd be a very cool event to go to.
I'm getting ready to hit that bucket list here.
Yeah. The thing about the Kentucky Derby is, like, I don't know that you'd want to stand in, like, the normal area downstairs. It seems like it's just a giant mass of people. Like, it looks cool on TV because they're showing upstairs where, like, all the celebrities are. So I don't know what it would be like for the common man to go. I don't, you know what I mean?
All right, then it's not on your list. All right.
I don't know. I think it'd be great, but I just need, like, the kind of access you got at F1 would be, like, what you'd want at the horse race.
I'll tell you what, that is.
Yeah. By the way, wagering from all sources on the entire day of races at the Kentucky Derby totaled $349 million.
Wow.
Breaking the previous record of $320 set in 2024.
It is fun, man. It is a great. And by the way, as soon as the race is over, they're already asking, you ready for the second leg in a couple weeks? Can you run or not?
All right. I thought this was funny. I saw this over the weekend. You're familiar with LASIK, right? The eye surgery?
I did. I had it done.
Yes. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because you'd look strange with glasses. Because they'd have to custom fit them for your giant face.
I had one eye done.
You did one eye?
That's what they do.
Oh.
Right, they call it a broadcast. All the guys have had one eye done.
Really?
One to see, keep the other one.
Okay. Would you like run out of money in the middle of it and you're like, let's just do one today?
That's a long story, Woody. You didn't get it, so go ahead. No, literally, so I forget. It doesn't matter.
Okay. So you can see well out of one eye and not the other?
No, my dominant eye, I had it done.
Your dominant eye?
So I can see my right eye, so I can see better down the field. When I'm down in one corner, I can see better at the other end. And
okay.
I've always been pretty good up close.
You messing with me?
No, I'm being serious.
Your dominant eye?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes you think I just make
anyway,
stuff up.
Anyway, professional referees are now eligible to get free LASIK, Joe. They're running a promotion here. If you are a professional referee across the NFL, NHL, NBA, MLB, Major League Soccer, and WNBA, you are a candidate here for free LASIK surgery.
Yeah.
They're giving it out to the officials now.
Wow.
They've had enough. The bad calls.
Expensive.
Is it?
But worth it.
Yeah, I would think so.
I literally driving, missing exits and until you're right up on it and could see it and go, oh, crap. It's bad.
Jeez, man.
80 started to look like 88, and yeah, it was just.
I'm glad you got it.
Starting to look at socks and the way guys' bodies and instead of just looking at the old number. Couldn't tell.
All right. This is this is a little bit of a touchy one here, Joe, but the Diddy trial is going to begin here with jury selection this morning.
Good luck.
How'd
everybody
you like
in the
to
world
be on that
knows,
jury, Mike.
Well, first
God.
Of all, everybody knows about it, so who's going to go, I haven't heard about this one.
I imagine it would be very difficult. I found out when I was home with my wife for a few weeks, she is obsessed with these court case documentaries and watching this kind of stuff, so there's a big market for it is what I'm telling you. Like, people are very into trials, especially high-profile ones like this one. So I imagine this will have a ton of coverage here.
I told you I did the...
you did the murder trial.
I did a murder one, death penalty one.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, that You know how we always say, we've all done this, right? You're watching TV and go, that bastard needs to hang. They need to kill him. Don't waste any money on him. Kill him! And then you go, okay, it's your vote, Mr. Rose. How are you voting on this death penalty? It's like, whoa. That's when reality hits you. You and the other ones, we're all looking. They're all fighting with each other. And it's not for you to kill people. It's God's decision. And like, oh, no, what do I do? He's a bad guy, but he hasn't affected you. Only drug dealers.
Tough call. Yeah. Anyway, the jury selection today, Diddy, by the way, is 55 years old, and he is not facing death. He is facing life in prison, though. Which I assume he's going to get. Yeah. I'm guessing he doesn't walk out of there, but I don't
doesn't
know.
Sound
innocent
like,
until proven guilty.
Hasn't sounded like a lot of people going to bat for him these days. People are at those parties.
No, no, no. You want to distance
yourself.
I
have never been to one of those kind of parties.
Good, good.
I've been to some crazy parties in the 80s. I'm not going to lie to you. I did have one particular night that was one of the freakiest nights I've ever seen. You want to hear about it?
Nope.
Nope. I'm not going to tell you. I'd like to forget about it.
Freak. Those, his parties were called freak-offs. So, anyway, Diddy jury selection today. Best of luck.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be
all players there.
Changing topics here with that one. That'll take over.
I think that thing's going to be a media circus, right? I mean, they're going to be camped out outside the courtroom.
Hey, Woody, how many people that were at those parties are scared to death right now? Either with him.
Oh, my God.
Watch him. Watching or got a little tipsy, maybe snorted a little bit of that white powder and might have jumped into the party a little bit over there.
I'm guessing there's some people that are very
concerned. And going,
concerned.
Holy crap. Oh, please tell me this is not going to come back and haunt me. Please don't turn on me because I got your name.
Apparently this guy is, this one eye thing is like a real thing. I said he had one eye done due to doctor's suggestion, so I don't have to wear reading glasses.
Correct.
All right. You hit me with dominant eye, and that was a little odd to me, but all right. I did not know that was a thing. And finally, really quick, Joe.
I forgot my doctor's name. I was going to give him a plug. I had it done a long time ago.
Okay.
Good guy. Really good guy.
All right.
Somebody
and,
will know.
Somebody will know?
Yeah, he was doing all the athletes and stuff.
Oh,
up
okay.
Doing all Dwayne and LeBron, everybody.
Wow. LeBron got
You
got to
start
huh?
with those two.
Well, that makes you feel comfortable when you're going into it, right? If LeBron's willing to risk his vision, you're like, oh,
he was
I can
doing
do
the teams that needed that because I think Chris Chambers went to him too when Chris was a receiver. And I was like, Chris had it done? He caught everything. He was fine. All right.
And we got some rough video game news. I think this came out on Friday here. Grand Theft Auto 6, which was expected to be released later this year, has now been pushed back to May 26th of 2026. So we have to wait. That, by my math, is about 380 days, give or take.
Are you going to be okay, Woody? Are you going to be all right?
I'll be honest. I was bummed out about this news because I was going to – I mean, I was probably going to take a few days off of work just to spend some time with the game when it was released. But
all right, Woody.
This one stings.
Always –
stings.
Always thought you had a little loser in you. That would have –
No, it's not a loser game. That game's for cool people. All it's right. not a nerd game.
All right.
You would like that game, by the way.
You know, I was sitting here, I couldn't remember if I took my blood pressure pill now or not. I was going to do it before. Now I'm not sure if I took it. Damn it.
You got to keep your dominant eye on that.
All right. We got to go to break here. 8 o'clock hour's coming up. That means Ed Jovanovsky, Panthers TV analyst for Scripps Sports, going to join us. Here we go again, man. It's going to be a fun one. A lot of star power like Tampa Bay. This team is loaded. We'll talk to Eddie about all that stuff coming up.